Part 3, Chapter 8, The Abandoned Baby. "Whose baby is that?" asked the nurse in the Grenada General Hospital. Another nurse answered, "We don't know. The mother just disappeared before we were able to get any information from her." That sweet baby girl had been abandoned by her mother in the hospital when she was born. Since the hospital staff had no way of knowing anything about her, they sent her to the children's home there on the island of Grenada. But God knew all about that abandoned baby, and he had big plans for her. He cared for her in a wonderful way. Since she had no name, the staff of the children's home decided to name her Francina, perhaps in honor of St. Francis of Assisi. She had no surname because they did not know who her father was. When Francina was 3 years old, a wonderful Christian lady from Grand Bay Gospel Hall in Carriacou took her home to live with her. She trained little Francina to know and love the Lord. She grew up helping in the home, gardening and taking care of the sheep and goats. The neighbors often commented how much she looked like another girl in the next village. It was finally decided her father was a man in the TB hospital in Grenada, so at last she had a surname, Bristow. When she graduated from secondary school, the government sent Francina to the island of St. Vincent to train for 6 months to teach pre-primary children. When she returned to Carriacou, she taught in the pre-primary school for 8 years. Francina attended the Gospel Hall with her adopted mother and her family, and a blind man in the church led her to the Lord as her Savior when she was 16. Brother Stephen Cox preached on Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22. "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." Francina shared her testimony. "Being a young lady, I knew the things of this world couldn't save me. So I looked to the Lord Jesus Christ to save me from my sins, and he did. I obeyed the Lord in water baptism at the age of 17 years. I was very shy, so I didn't tell anyone of where I stood. That meant I was afraid to tell my friends about what the Lord had done for me. I was afraid to tell anyone of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 40, verse 2 says, 'He took me out of the miry clay.' And today I'm glad the Lord took me out of the miry clay and set my feet on the rock to stay. And this rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. I am stayed upon him. I can depend on him. And I can put my trust in him. Without him, I realize I can do nothing. And today, he has established my going. I personally must let him have full control of my going. And I must let him lead me always in everything I do or say. I have failed him a little in that. Although I grew up in a Christian home, I knew I was born in sin. And sin is like a horrible pit. I needed the Lord to save me. There were many temptations in life around me, but the Lord was able to keep and guide me for his glory and service." Francina continued her testimony. "My adopted mother went to be with the Lord when I was 21 years old. Then, after being the only young believer in our church, I decided to travel to the United States. But I was stopped by God because when I went for my visa in Barbados, I didn't get it. That same year, 1988, a couple came to our church, Mr. Roland Cornelius and Mrs. Arlene Cornelius. Our church became a little livelier since Mr. and Mrs. Cornelius both played the piano and started bringing people to our church. The assembly began to grow. They also became everyone's parents, so everyone called them Mama C and Papa C. And I can tell you, I have them as my real parents, too. When we first started attending the Gospel Hall, we did not see Francina. She had gone to Barbados to try to get a visa to travel to the USA. When she returned to Carriacou and came to church, we were impressed with what we observed. Even though she was the only young person in the little assembly, she was very faithful to church and to the Lord. Most of the young ladies in the community had boyfriends and lived immoral lives, but not Francina. She kept herself unspotted from the world. We watched her for a while, and as we got more acquainted with her, we believed that the Lord wanted her to join us as our first Grenadian staff member. We asked her to pray about working with us. After praying about it for a while, she told us she believed it was God's will for her to join with us. She said, "After teaching pre-primary school for 8 years, I felt the Lord was leading me to be part of the Harbor Light radio station. So I left teaching and started serving the Lord at Harbor Light. I have not one day regretted the Lord's leading in my life. I thank the Lord for His leading each day. I learned what good music was as I was drifting away in my Christian life, and I was able to get back on track with the Lord. Where I was afraid of telling others about the love of the Lord Jesus, I gained boldness. Mama C helped me with that. We had Bible club once every week. I also started doing Bible lessons with children in the Caribbean. While we waited for the Harbor Light buildings to be built, Francina and I worked together in the little office we had at home. We set up the files for the record and music library and organized the Bible Correspondence School. Caribbean Radio Lighthouse on the island of Antigua had been receiving many applications for Bible lessons from our part of the Caribbean and sent them to us. The more we got to know and appreciate Francina and her sweet Christian testimony, the more we loved her. We told her, "Francina, we want you to consider yourself our daughter." So we unofficially adopted her as our daughter. One day, a nice-looking young West Indian fellow appeared at our door asking permission to court our daughter. We learned he was a fine Christian with a good testimony. His name was Richard Little, and he worked in the kitchen and dining room of a little resort island nearby. As we got to know him better, we gave him our permission to come and see Francina in our home. It wasn't long before we had a party in our home to celebrate their engagement, as he gave her a ring in our presence. Meanwhile, Francina had been trying to find her own mother. The former Grenadian Prime Minister from Carriacou, Mr. Blaise, was assisting her. Finally, he told her he had located her sister in Grenada. She was overjoyed to meet her sister, who told her who their mother was. When Francina met her mother, she realized at last why her mother had abandoned her so many years before. Her mother was not in her right mind and was unable to care for a baby. When Francina and Richard's wedding day drew near, she brought her mother from Grenada to Carriacou to witness their wedding. Several years later, she brought her mother back to Carriacou to live with her and her family for the rest of her life. Richard joined Harbor Light staff a couple years after he married Francina. They have both been a great blessing to the ministry of Harbor Light. Francina says, The Lord blessed me with a godly husband, and 4 lovely kids followed. 3 of them are saved, and the last one professes to be saved and wants to get baptized. We have 2 boys and 2 girls. The Lord also provided a home for us, and we were able to move in Christmas Eve Day, 2014. It is not quite finished, but we continue to trust Him to finish it for us. Isn't the Lord good? Right now, I'm quite busy doing Baba courses with many children and older folks in the Caribbean, producing the Joyful Woman program with Arlene Cornelius and Charlene Cornelius, and producing the Captain's Kids program with Mama C. I am doing whatever my hands find to do for the Lord, for I have so much to thank Him for. Francina continues, saying, "Today we are burdened for our children, that they would not turn their backs on God, but live for Him. We are also burdened for other young people. Pray for our children and for my husband and me as we serve here at the Harbor Light, that the Lord would continue to make us a blessing, and we would not be weary in well-doing, but continue to do whatever the Lord wants us to do willingly." She finishes by saying, "If you would have told me at the age of 17 that I would be involved in a ministry like Harbor Light Radio Station, I would have told you no. I enjoy everything I do here, and I can tell you we are thankful to God for helping us follow His leading in our lives. He has worked in our lives, in my life, and is still working in our family's lives." Yes, God had great plans for that we abandoned baby girl, and He has great plans for you if you trust Him as your Lord and Savior and live for Him.